This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Tuesday, October 4th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. We're just 1 month away from Skywatch TV's next virtual conference, Exposing the Darkness. Details coming before the end of this program. Topic number 5 today, Russia. Russia has apparently deployed the Belgorod, its huge nuclear submarine, the submarine that carries its doomsday weapon, the Poseidon, underwater nuclear drone. According to a memo from NATO sent out to NATO members, the Belgorod has disappeared from its home base in the Arctic Circle and may be on its way to test the Poseidon. This note was leaked to Italian media over the weekend, so again, we can't verify it. The Poseidon, as we've been telling you, is a drone that reportedly can travel huge distances underwater, essentially cross the entire Atlantic Ocean, and then kick up a 1,600-foot radioactive tsunami that not only destroys a coastal city, but then irradiates it and makes it, essentially unlivable for years, if not decades. We're still waiting for the other shoe to drop, by the way, after last week's sabotage of the Nord Stream underwater gas pipelines that connect Russia to Germany. Again, Western media still reporting that Russia must be responsible for it because it's a bad thing and Russia is, you know, they're the ones who do bad things. Logic dictates, just suggests that it doesn't make any sense for Russia to have destroyed its own infrastructure when it already achieved what it wanted by turning off the taps, but by leaving the infrastructure in place, it still had leverage that could be applied to Germany to get Germany to come back into the fold to negotiate with the Kremlin. That option no longer exists. This is going to be a very, very interesting winter. Topic number 4, Truss backtracks. The chaotic first few weeks of new UK Prime Minister Liz Truss' administration getting, shall we say, chaotic-er, as Sky News reports that she is set to delay the vote on getting rid of the 45% top marginal tax rate for England's highest earners. This as the party conference for the Tories getting underway in Birmingham. The vote, which was supposed to take place this week, may be delayed until December or even until next spring. And while this is going on, well, not coincidentally, while this is going on, new polls show that the Labour Party has jumped out to a massive lead in the polls. You can see the red line there showing Labour Party, blue line showing the Tories, and they are trending in exactly opposite directions. This followed the announcement of the so-called mini-budget a week ago Friday. Now, Truss's office has warned anyone inside the Conservative Party that anyone who votes against the plan will be kicked out of the party. But now more than 13 members of parliament have publicly criticized the policy. On Sunday night, a leading rebel said that as many as 70 MPs were considering voting against this tax plan. Again, the deal was to get rid of the highest tax rate for earners who brought more than £150,000 a year. Now, it's safe to say that the wealthiest Britons earn more than £150,000 a year, but you can also say, I think pretty confidently, that just because you earn £150,000 a year doesn't mean you're wealthy. However, at a time when gas bills, energy bills, the cost of living skyrocketing in the UK, putting forward a tax plan to cut the tax rates for the highest earners, not politically prudent. It's bad optics, to say the least. Well, this is really embarrassing, as her first major policy move is, as I said last week, like stepping onto a rake, you know, bang, an own goal, if you will. Truss, on Sunday night, as late as Sunday evening, was telling the BBC that she planned to stick to her guns. But that said, she appeared to throw her chancellor, Kwame Kartang, under the bus as being the one who was solely responsible for this idea. His plan, totally. Nobody else in the cabinet voted on it. Former Culture Secretary Nadine Dorries said on Twitter, one of Boris Johnson's faults was that he could sometimes be too loyal, and he got that. However, there is a balance, and throwing your chancellor under a bus on the first day of the party conference probably isn't it. Topic number 3, Big Brother. The Biden administration gave out millions of federal dollars to members of 4 private groups that worked with the Departments of Homeland Security and State during the 2020 election to censor social media posts they deemed misinformation. This is according to an in-depth analysis of documents by the news site called Just the News. Journalist John Solomon and his team working on this. The four groups in question, Stanford Internet Observatory, the University of Washington's Center for an Informed Public, the Atlantic Council's Digital Forensic Research Lab, and social media analytics firm Graphica, comprise the Election Integrity Partnership, which is a concierge-like service for federal agencies like Homeland Security's Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency and the Department of State's Global Encouragement Center. Their mission was to flag online content for censorship or monitoring by using a ticket system. Now, this operation is in a legal gray area. First Amendment of the Constitution prohibits Congress from passing laws that prohibit free speech, and courts have ruled that this extends to federal agencies funded by the legislative, or rather, funded by the legislative branch. So instead, the Biden administration has partnered with private entities, like a social media platform or university, and then say, hey, okay, we're going to feed you information that we think is disinformation or misinformation, and then we want you to go ahead with the deplatforming. Kind of an end run around the Constitution. No, not kind of. It frankly is an end run around the Constitution. Former State Department official Mike Bentz told Just the News that this censorship consortium was the largest federally funded censorship operation he'd ever seen. It was a precursor to the Disinformation Governance Board, which was scrapped when the plan was announced. And people said, hey, wait a minute. You guys are becoming the fascists you say you hate. It's just they'd already been doing it, just sort of in a low-key way that none of us had heard about until just now, thanks to Just the News. Topic number two, goats in the Chattahoochee. We talked about this months ago, but this is still going on. Hundreds of decapitated goat carcasses showing up in the Chattahoochee River, the river that runs right through metropolitan Atlanta. The case is a mystery. And it's also a public health hazard because, frankly, you've got rotting goat carcasses in public waters. And this is a stretch of the Chattahoochee that just recently, within the last couple of years, opened up for public recreation. The water south of Atlanta, dramatically less polluted than it was decades ago. Private developers, local governments, now installing boat ramps and other infrastructure to make the area more accessible. People getting into the river, going out for a little paddle, coming out near the Six Flags theme park there. But I'll tell you what, you get in that river, you see your headless goat rotting on the side of the river, you're not going back. Nobody knows why this is happening. It's possible that Mexican drug cartels are sacrificing goats for safe passage to and from Atlanta and then dumping them in the river. Atlanta's long been a major drug trafficking hub for the Sinaloa cartel, but several years ago, the Jalisco New Generation cartel has moved in alongside. But according to experts in Santeria, which is a cult that sacrifices animals, it's not the way you're supposed to be doing this. So if this is what's going on here, whoever is responsible for beheading these goats and dumping them in the river, they're apparently creating an a la carte religion or cult on their own based on things that they're reading on the internet. The bottom line is it's demonic, it is occultic, and it's going on in one of America's largest and busiest cities. As scientific as we like to think we are here in the West, the old ways are still all around us, and we Christians need to be aware that the principalities and powers still have this kind of influence over people that we may encounter on a daily basis without even realizing it. Now, coming up, how not to fight a speeding ticket and details on the Exposing the Darkness virtual conference. That's ahead on 5 and 10.
The gods that ruled the ancient pagan world have been restrained for ages, but now the time of their return has finally come, and they are angry. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Return of the Gods collection. When you order Jonathan Gahn's explosive new book, The Return of the Gods, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the Jonathan Gahn collection on DVD and the never-before-released video entitled Gods of the Bible Unveiled. Jonathan Gahn is back back with his most explosive book ever to reveal the ancient mysteries that have been playing out in our modern world, which all signaled the return of the gods. In this stunning book, you will uncover the mystery of the House of Spirits and how it affects an entire nation. Mysteries linked to the exact dates of pivotal Supreme Court decisions. The Sign of the Gods from ancient Mesopotamia that has now appeared in America. How ancient mythology has played out scene by scene on the streets of New York City. And the identity of the dark trinity of gods that have infiltrated America, such as the Possessor, the Enchantress, and the Destroyer, and so much more. Also included in this must-have collection, Gods of the Bible Unveiled. Join Skywatch TV's own Drew Graffia as he sits down with groundbreaking author Derek Gilbert to present the brand new nearly two-hour DVD that systematically breaks down how to understand what the gods in the Bible are and what their place in Christianity is. In this instructional guide, you will be taken step by step through why God calls his sons gods in the Psalms, how the fall of Genesis is only one of three divine rebellions, the biblical origin of the pagan gods and demigods, and how the Greek gods and titans found their origin in our Bibles. This instructional DVD has never before been released and was specially produced for inclusion with this limited time collection. But that's not all. In this amazing offer, you'll also receive the Jonathan Cahn Collection, featuring three uncut, extended, and two hot-for-TV episodes on The Return of the Gods that will leave you speechless, and three additional episodes of Jonathan's best interviews with the Skywatch TV investigative team. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So be prepared to understand the gods like never before as you expose their dark agendas for you and your family. The Return of the Gods Collection. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today. Sometimes it's better to just pay the fine. Driver in the UK tried to get out of paying a speeding ticket by adding stripes to his van and then sending a picture to authorities claiming that the stripes had always been there. William Britton caught doing 74 miles an hour in a 60-mile-an-hour zone, security cam on the left there, but instead of taking the 3 points on his license, he bought racing stripes, applied the stickers to his van, and then tried to pretend that, no, you had a different Ford Transit van. Stripes, totally different van. Police investigated, took 300 hours of investigation, including bank records, automatic number plate recognition cameras, mobile phone movement, and because it required extra work on the part of the police to confirm that he was, in fact, the owner of the transit van they were looking for, now he's in bigger trouble than if he'd just paid the fine and taken the points. Let this be a lesson. Sometimes when you're caught, it's best to just admit it, pay the fine, learn your lesson, and move on. Skywatch TV's fall virtual conference coming up just 1 month from today, November 4th, the launch date. Lineup of speakers, well, it's what you come to expect from Skywatch TV. Tom Horn, Carl Gallups, Joel Richardson, Dr. Ken Johnson, Dr. Judd Burton, Gary Stearman, Mondo Gonzalez, Mondo de la Vega, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Avi Lipkin, Aaron Lipkin, and some new speakers as well, like Dr. Mike Spaulding, Dr. Igal German, and others. You'll find the complete list. Good friend Zach Drew, also going to be part of this one. Don't miss it, and take advantage of the $10 discount for signing up early, the early bird discount through October 21st, so you've got 2 weeks to take advantage of that. After October 21st, the registration goes up to $95, just $85 with the early bird discount through October 21st. Again, this launches on November 4th, and we pray you take advantage of it because in addition to the speakers, you also get access to all six Skywatch Films documentaries, including the new one, Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand. So take advantage of this opportunity to not only hear cutting-edge information from world-class speakers, but award-winning documentaries from Skywatch Films as well. Complete information and a place to sign up now at defenderconference.com. That's defenderconference.com. Speaking of conference, imagine a rolling conference through the land of Israel. That is essentially Skywatch TV's 2023 Israel tour. Sharon and I honored to lead that alongside our good friend, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, who will be joining us from Tel Aviv. And we will be preaching and teaching all along the way. We've learned some exciting new things over the last 3 years since our last tour. It'll be 4 years by the time we get back there. And we are excited to share those with you, where Jesus was baptized and why he chose that place. We will be on the slope of Mount Hermon. We will take you to Gilgal, Rephaim, the Serpent Mound of Bashan, and much, much more. And of course, Jerusalem, the Temple Mount, and well, you get a complete look at our itinerary and a place to sign up. Reserve your place on the tour now at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. Is America in the thrall of the old gods of the ancient world? I mean, God himself, Yahweh, the God of the Bible, the creator of all things, calls these entities gods and has decreed a death sentence on them. Psalm 82, courtroom scene in heaven. Rabbi Jonathan Kahn's new book, Return of the Gods, shows, however, that while they have been defeated, they are not dead yet, and they are certainly influencing what's happening here in these United States and around the world. Don't miss the programs with Jonathan Kahn. This series of broadcast shows just absolutely jaw-dropping and explains much of what's going on in this world. Our broadcast schedule is posted online at skywatchtv.com/channels, but you can ignore the schedule. Watch the programs on your schedule. If you've got Roku or Apple TV, just add the Skywatch TV channel to your set-top box, and we'll be there whenever you click the remote. You can also download our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet, which not only gets you all of our video content, it gets you news updates 3 times a week, plus a calendar of our upcoming events. The app is available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. And to make things easy, we have links to their app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.